In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Do you watch The Masked Singer?
I have seen it. I don't regularly watch it.
What? Like, we just had to cover it there for 6 because obviously they're showing it. But, like, they're running out of things for them to dress up as. Because this year it's air fryer, Bigfoot, chicken Caesar, right? And the weather.
Okay.
Just the weather.
Don't they have to dress up as like something that's kind of relative to like, it's supposed to be like a clue or something.
Oh, okay. I know, but like.
But they never really are.
Well, what would yours be then?
Mine would be a spice bag or something.
Okay.
Or a Stanley Cup.
Yeah. Because I think they've definitely done a spice bag or some like takeaway equivalent, you know what I mean? Stanley Cup, I bet they haven't done.
Maybe it'd just be like a chicken ball or something.
See, chicken ball is like too, not that it's not specific because it is, but like as an aesthetic. You know what I mean? It's just as a beige sphere.
Maybe like black pudding. That's the same as chicken ball, isn't it?
Black pudding would be easier. But again, yeah. Are you just a long black cylinder then? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'd look like a big shite.
You'd look like a big shite, actually, yeah. Well, actually, sorry, if your shite's that colour, please go to the doctor. Don't ruin Christmas. You're listening to Bandwagons. We better hope there's not a disaster with that audio, because otherwise Adam has no intro and it's just going to be me saying you're listening to Bandwagons. Behind the scenes, folks, we're pulling back the curtain on putting together an audio product. You are welcome to Bandwagons.
If you had to do like a one-liner Grinch intro now, what would it be? Just in case.
Fuck.
Go.
Why didn't we just do that? Why didn't we start talking about The Masked Singer? See, the only thing is, the obvious one is the one where he's going through the schedule, but that's starting to rot me because of TikTok. If I see one more person lip syncing to that
again. Yeah.
It's ruined.
Yeah.
Jazzercise? Well, I do like that. That's okay.
Jazzercise.
What would you say?
What would I say?
Stop for him and he's like, is it because I'm green? But again, I'm not sure how memorable that is. We could have just sang the song. I think it's Faith Hill. Isn't it?
I was going to say, surely Kelly Clarkson has covered it. Like,
oh,
surely.
Of course. Do you think there's a song Kelly Clarkson hasn't covered? Think a fucking gun.
That'll be a cold day in hell.
No, but what's that original one? And she's really like stepping her pussy cunt up on it. You know what I mean? Because it's not Cindy Lou. Like, well, it is not the Cindy Lou version. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
It is Faith Hill. I knew it. And she's like, where are you, Christmas? Like, she is.
Yeah, that's when the credits roll.
Slays so hard. So hard.
Let's press pause on the Grinch for a minute. Talk to me about your week.
Talk to
we haven't even talked about our weeks. What have you been up to?
Well, I will say it is only Tuesday. The week's yet to happen. You mean the week just gone?
So
what
true.
Did I do?
Tuesday afternoon is basically Friday Junior, though. I was having this conversation with someone the other day.
Yeah. Can you believe it?
It's basically spring.
2 weeks till Christmas. What the fuck is going on?
I know.
Crazy, crazy.
I know.
I can't remember what I did last week. I'm going to be honest. It was our friend Daryl's 30th. Happy birthday, Daryl. So we were at that on the Saturday. I definitely did something on the Friday that seems of note. Moves and Booze was on. I did that.
Was it Christmas crackers?
Oh, yeah. Christmas crackers. That was last Wednesday. Yeah, that was last Wednesday. That was great fun. And I tell you what, tell you who stole my heart all over again, though she's always on my heart, Victoria's Secret. That woman.
Oh, yeah.
If you could have seen, it was like, and she did, it was like she cast a spell. It was just, because she came after the, what's the break called? The interval. She came back after the interval. And like, I will say now, we actually had a really nice crowd. If you were there, really appreciate it. Like, people were heckling, but it was like nice heckling. You know, it was just people kind of shouting stupid shit, which like I'll allow.
Really nice crowd. Only good heckles.
But you know what I mean? Like, it was just, to be honest, it was just, no, there's no malice in any of it, but it was just people like who'd had too much to drink and wanted to vocalize like cats do in some ways. And I said, brilliant. You know what? Nobody's being mean. So.
Yeah. Did you have any like takedowns for those people?
No, not. I kind of did it at the time for one fella, but I can't remember it now. See, I'm better on the cuff, you know what I mean? Well, heckle me now and let's see what it's saying.
You're shit. No, it wasn't like that, though. It was like.
Well, wow, okay. Well, they didn't say that. This one fella just kept talking, but eventually he'd be like, bah, bah, and we'd be like, shut up. And everyone'd be like, bah, 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 bah,
bah. Oh my God.
Anyway, Victoria's Secret. Fuck me. Wow. She was, so, it was
such
like,
a pro.
It was so funny. She did like a, you know, get two lads up to, and, you know, they'll win prizes and they're in stilettos, but they have to do the best, like, you know, walk across the stage, whatever, classic. And then the girls have the ball thing that they have to fling the balls out of their lap by thrusting, like perfect, like just.
Yeah.
Brilliant. If you're not hiring Victoria's Secret for quite literally every event you ever have, what the fuck are you doing? You're wasting your time.
Maybe she could do your wedding ceremony.
I feel like someone is probably going to get on to her about the hen. We actually have someone else in mind for our wedding ceremony, a comedian that I think actually that I thought of the other day and I said
Tony.
he was like, yeah, she maybe. But I don't know, like, because then, like, not being
do
funny.
Do you have your pick of them? Like, you could pick any of those, that, like, the Irish comedians.
All of my
on
best little boys.
My
God.
They would absolutely kill it.
Like, RT.
Get them all
or Virgin Media. I have a brilliant idea for a reality TV show. And it's Help I'm Getting Married, but it's.
Don't Tell the Bride.
It's Don't Tell the Bride, but it's a competition in which I put all Irish comedians against each other to have the honour of marrying
do
me.
Do the best ceremony.
To Cian.
Yeah.
But Cian's not in it. It's just me. It's my show.
Yeah.
Brilliant. And it's like Pop Idol. Do you know what I mean? Like, they have to, like, they're strenuous tasks, like.
Yeah, they get really stressed and upset, like, that they're not getting through to the next
week. You could be one of the judges and you'd end up going to Tony's house being like, I'm sorry, it wasn't you. And he'd burst into tears. He's like, I have a family to support.
There'd be children crying around him, like.
Guys, it writes itself. I know the fucking TV people listen to this, okay?
So the judges would be me, Louis Walsh, just because, and Victoria's Secret.
Yeah, perfect.
Because if you're not hiring Victoria's Secret for every gig you have.
Well, Victoria has to be in drag the whole time. So again, when she's going to the Gap to break the news that they haven't got it, it's like she's got
the biggest wig in the world.
She's in full glam and they're just in someone's sitting room. And again, like, it's Cillian Sunderman and he's bawling crying. Bawling crying. Hysterically crying.
I don't think, do you know what, Michael Fry would win because I don't think he could break any bad news to that man. I just don't think he could do it.
Yeah. Ah, he'd have the public vote from
his little face.
You know what I mean? Anyway, really looking forward to that hitting our screens next year. Well, no, probably won't be next year because we're not getting married until 2025, but it's going to be well into production. So keep an eye out, guys. Keep an eye out. And I will say again, TV people listening, we're getting legally married before this wedding. So we don't even have to worry. There's no legal.
Don't even
pretend
it's
legal
ramifications.
Yeah. Really, I can't wait for the flood of emails that are going to come in tomorrow. That was my week. I literally did nothing else, I don't think. Nothing that's interesting to talk about on a podcast anyway, that's for fucking sure. Your week? What happened? Tell me more.
my week. What do we do? Nora got a bit sick last week. We thought she had hand, foot and mouth, so that was fun. I don't know if she did in the end, but it's just just keeping us on our toes with so much excitement.
Tell me and what is hand, foot and mouth.
It's not the cow one.
Okay.
Just before you start.
Mad cow disease. No, they can get hand, foot and mouth.
Foot and mouth is cows. Hand, foot and mouth is children, but they can't, they're not the same thing. They just have very similar names.
And does it affect your hand, foot and mouth? Mouth.
Yes.
Okay. In what way?
Yeah. You get like blisters and rashes and stuff, but like she didn't get it, but her cousin got like rashes on her hands and feet and mouth. Like she definitely had it and Nora was around her and it's like, it's supposed to be like highly contagious. And then Nora got like really bad fevers, but that was it. Then she just got better. Like within like 2 days, she was better again and she didn't get any rashes. So it's kind of idea. She's just super, super immune system. Breastfeed those babies, guys.
Wouldn't mind having a good immune system.
Yeah, honestly, mine is going down. Hers is on the up, and that's like in correlation to each other, which is fine. What else do we do? We went to see Santa. Oh yeah, that was the last time we recorded. What did I do last?
Have you gone to see the second Santa?
That's this weekend, okay. So that's going to be big, big excitement. We went to Dundrum yesterday to do the last few bits of Christmas shopping.
Are you done now, shopping wise?
Like what is done? I was done in October and then they just like, so many things just keep popping up and I'm like, ooh, they'd love that. This person would love that. And you just never stop and I hate it.
I still have I don't have quite a large amount. Like if I stopped now, it would probably be fine. But certain people would be
disappointed.
But
if you're in doubt, get them Crocs. Get them fleece lined Crocs.
Yeah. No, I know what I'm getting. It's just for some reason, I'm like, I'll just wait another day. I just keep thinking I have way more time. And also because I lost my debit card when we worked for dinner 2 weeks ago. And like my address for the bank that I have the debit card with is still in Cork. And I was in Cork again until this week to get the card. But I didn't realise when you get the card, I could have been buying things on Apple Pay. So just FYI, girlies, best of frolics. If you lose your debit card, it goes to an address you can't access for a while or whatever. Get someone you trust to send this. Oh my God, the data people are screaming. You probably can't do this.
Send back details over WhatsApp.
Get them to
definitely do that.
Get someone
send
you
back
trust
details over WhatsApp. Call,
this sounds like a fucking, I sound like a, someone's going to ring Joe Duffy on me. Just get someone to get the card information to you that you trust in a way that is secure. And then if you add it to your phone, you can do it on Apple Pay and then you can just add it to your wallet and pay for everything. It's fine. Because obviously I had my Revolut as well, but like I didn't have enough money or loot. Anyway, this is literally the most this is a crypto podcast.
It's that easy.
Everything we hate. We've lived long enough to see ourselves become the villain and it's a crypto podcast. Anyway, that was it. That's all to say my shopping's not done.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Do you know who never does Christmas shopping?
The Grinch.
Well, he does now, actually, given we know how the movie ends, but...
The Grinch has a podcast.
No, he doesn't.
Oh my God, look it up right in a second. The Grinch came out with a podcast this year.
This is ridiculous.
And Meghan Trainor was on it.
Oh, of course she was.
Someone else from like some of those like Nickelodeon stars. Like who
I've
was,
never oh, met what's someone your one? Who has like less of a job and yet appears to be everywhere, like Meghan Trainor. What do you do? Yeah. What's your job?
I'm sorry.
And your prevalent?
Music. She's banging out those hits. She is banging out those hits.
Okay.
Don't even start. Have we done Meghan Trainor as an episode yet?
No, and Jesus, we never will.
I love her.
The Grinch.
I feel like we have.
Podcasts. Tis the Grinch holiday podcast from Wondery.
The Grinch and the girl that was in like Jessie, that's now like a big TikToker. What's her name?
Sky Jackson.
Yeah, she was on it.
A field trip to Whoville with WWE superstar Cody Rhodes. What? Entering the elf protection program with Meghan Trainor. Grinch becomes an influencer with Patton Oswalt. What the fuck am I reading about? Cuddly as a cactus and charming as an eel, he's our new favourite snarky talk show host. Join the Grinch and his faithful dog Max each week as he rants against Christmas cheer and roast celebrity guests like chestnuts on an open fire. Starring Saturday Night Live's James Austin Johnson. Actually, he is very funny because I was just about to be like, who is...
That's who plays the Grinch.
Yeah, and he's...
James Austin Johnson.
he's Trump on SNL. He does it's probably the best Trump impression. I know people are over it, and I totally get that, but it is definitely the best. He is very funny. Fuck, maybe I will listen to this. Is it funny? Did you listen?
I have not listened, but the ads keep coming up like at the start of other podcasts. And it does not sound like something I would want to listen to.
But like, what was the reason? Is this just a load of people in Mundry or like, what should we do?
I thought it was for kids, to be honest, when I listened to it, but that doesn't sound like it's for kids now.
No, I don't think so.
But like, what adult just wants to listen to kids or like The Grinch?
Well, I mean, we did just sit down to talk about it for a podcast that I'm pretty sure only adults watch.
That is so true.
Listen to. No, my verbiage. My verbiage.
I just shot myself right in the foot. Firmly in the foot.
I had only seen The Grinch for the first time. It was either last year or the year before when I went with my friends Alison and Emma and my other friend Cian.
To the cinema.
We went to the Stellenrat Mines. And we saw it and I was like, wow, Christmas classic just dropped. And then everyone was like, well, this actually came out like more than 10 years ago. And I was like, fair point. But I'd never watched it. So.
More like 20, wasn't it? Like 2003 or something?
Yeah, but you know, in my opinion, the year 2000 will always be 10 years ago. And I won't be commenting any further on that. When did you watch it? Are you a long time fan?
I have it like on video, I think.
No, like, I found it definitely too scary as a child, I feel.
Well, now I will say we've been watching, Nora's big into The Grinch at the minute, and she's been watching the cartoon one, and we alternate between the cartoon one and the like real life one. What's it called? Like live action one?
The live action one is called
How
the Grinch Stole Christmas. And then it's more obviously colloquially known as The Grinch because it was the first live action remake of the Dr. Seuss book.
And I think that's literally how it was written on the DVD was like and then the Grinch was like big green letters and the rest was small letters.
But the animated
Nora finds the live action scary.
Yeah. She finds it scary.
She finds it. She finds the whole post office scene is like, oh no, oh no, oh no. Like this doesn't feel good. And she's right.
The post office scene is kind of grand. I feel like there are way scarier bits other than that. Just find the rest of it fine.
Well, no, there's parts of it just where the Grinch has just been himself and she finds him very scary compared to the cartoon one where he's a bit more kid friendly.
When he's like, when Cindy Lou gets to the mountain and he's like, and into his lair initially to be like, will you come down? We actually think you're a gas fella. And he's like screaming in her face. I was like, was Taylor Momsen not actually just pissing her pants? Because I think I would have, out of fear, not laughter.
Have you seen the clip of Jim Carrey in some interview, I don't know what it is, and he's just like, parents come up to him on the street and are like, this guy, he's the Grinch, and he like contorts his face.
I think it's Conan O'Brien or something.
The Grinch.
Yeah, it's horrifying.
And he's like, and people are like, oh my God, I thought it was makeup, but it's actually just like Jim Carrey contorting his face to look like that. It's kind of terrifying. It's kind of genius.
Brilliant. They could never.
So good.
They could never, and they should never, do another live action Grinch because it will just never. How could anyone compare? He is a fucking freak in that, in the best way possible.
Yeah. The belly and like the walk and just like part of it is
the
so
fingers
weird.
And like the crotch kind of protrudes, but it's like Ken crotch. It's like smooth, but there's so much hair. Oh my God, it's horrifying.
The makeup was like 2 hours, 8 hours the first day, 2 hours every morning after that. And an hour in the evening to take it off for 100 days.
Nah.
They had to bring in like a CIA person who to train him, like a CIA, I don't know. There was like an interview on Graham Norton about this. It was like, they had to bring in like a CIA expert who deals with people who are like tortured or like something like to like how to deal with being, because it felt like he was being buried alive. So they taught him like techniques to deal, like of how to cope with feeling.
That's so
very alive under all the makeup. Isn't that crazy?
How would you feel about all the fur? Like, or if you had an itch somewhere and you're like, I can't even get at it because my fingers are so long and hairy.
They told him to like smoke loads and eat loads and just like, I don't know, basically, which sounded like very on character for the Grinch, but it's crazy. It seemed like a huge stress.
It bloody well sounds like it. Did you know it's actually the second adaptation of the book? It's not the first. Because there was a TV series in the 60s of it.
Nora got the book for Christmas this year, but it's no, the one we got is like just black and white. There's no like colour in it.
Does that not?
So I haven't actually, read it yet.
He's very green, like.
Well, I think he's green, but everything else is like black, and white. It's not like a colourful book. I need to find it. Maybe I'll read it.
How does it compare to the animated Grinch? Does it tell the same story, or is it like a prequel, or is it a sequel?
No, it's the same story, but it's not like exactly the same. Like, I think there's a yak in the cartoon one that plays like a pretty significant role.
Yeah.
As well as a dog.
Okay.
I think it's a yak. And like all the other characters are there, but like their cartoon, I don't know. It's just more like child friendly, and it's not as comedic, I would say.
Okay. It's not as comedic.
It's not as like, it's more like funny and fun for kids. It's not, whereas like the other Grinch is like definitely a lot of like wink, wink, nudge, nudge for parents in it.
Yeah.
Or for adults.
Did you know Ron Howard directed it? Do you know who his daughter is?
Who's his daughter?
Bryce Dallas Howard.
Oh, I know Nepo Baby.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Hey, he doesn't seem old enough to be her dad.
Wait, who do you think I mean?
Bryce Dallas Howard is like Black Mirror.
Yes.
Twilight.
Who do you think is her dad?
I know what Ron Howard looks like, but obviously it's a long time ago. He wears the hat and all.
Does he?
Like the ginger fella. He does not look old enough to be her dad. Sorry. He does. He's 69. Wow.
Well, there you go. 69 long. Aye. I didn't know Anthony Hopkins narrated it until I watched it again this week.
Yeah.
Like, stacked cast. You know what I mean? We've already talked about Jim Carrey, Taylor Momsen, Lil J, Queen, Molly Shannon.
All I wanted to be was Taylor Momsen when I was that age. Molly Shannon is like one of those actresses or actors. She's like Patrick, what's his face, in all the horror movies. Nobody knows their name, but they're like so recognizable and in so many things across so many genres.
Yeah, I missed her the first time, but I think it might have been... Why do some of them have more prominent like who noses or who features than some of them?
It's just diverse, isn't it? That's, not all people look the same. Not all who's look the same.
That's very true.
Your man... Jeffrey Tambor?
Yeah.
Did not know that was him until yesterday.
Yep.
That character looks so distinctly like someone, but I did not know it was him.
Someone we know, like a real life person.
No, just like if I just thought he was, that's just what that guy looked like. And then when I Googled who he actually was, I was like, oh, I actually know who he is out of makeup. And it's not this guy.
Oh, okay.
Christine Baranski.
Eight. Break my back, queen.
Oh. Stunning.
Oh. I just want to be her. I don't know whether I want to be her. Like, I don't know whether I want to be on her. Just, wow.
Yeah.
Why we?
The whole thing has like a kind of Vaseline filter, doesn't it? Where they all just kind of look kind of like a little bit blurry and whimsical and gorge.
How do I get that on me in real life?
Just a Vaseline, I don't know. Glasses. Lack of glasses.
Yeah.
I don't know.
People initially didn't like it. And when I say people, I mean the critics. Obviously, good old Jim, his performance is praised. And it's obviously gained like a strong cult following since. Sixth highest grossing film of 2000. At the time, it also became the second highest grossing holiday film of all time behind what movie?
Probably Home Alone.
Yeah, correct. Until both films were surpassed in 2018 by the third film adaptation of the story, The Grinch, Nora's Fave.
That became the most popular. The highest grossing.
Yeah.
That's insane. I genuinely didn't realize. That was a
surprising statistic myself.
Yeah. I just saw it on Netflix today. I thought it was
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
New, but it's not new, like, obviously. And then my dad was watching it. And my family were watching it over the weekend. And my dad said he was like 15 minutes into it. And he was like, there's something different about this Grinch. And then he copped that it wasn't actually the Grinch he'd ever seen before.
Ah, yes. That'll be it.
But I didn't. I kind of missed that whole wave of when it came out in 2018. The original only got, guess what it got in Rotten Tomatoes, because this is disgusting.
42?
49.
Not great.
Not great.
I wonder why that is. I don't really. Not, do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, sometimes I wonder when people watch. As far as Christmas movies go, you can go so much shitter than this.
Yeah. Because it's not a case of nostalgia, which it might be for me, where it's like, oh, I remember loving this movie so much as a child. Because you only watched it as an adult and you still thought it was.
Brilliant.
Incredible. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
What's your favorite Jim Carrey movie other than this? I feel like we've just missed the whole boat with Jim Carrey. Like, we could do
Bruce Almighty.
So many episodes on him. Oh, yeah.
Is that That's a terrible pick? What else is he in?
I love Dumb and Dumber, but like, Dumb and Dumber is kind of niche.
See?
Is it? It's kind of like cult following. Like, I don't know. People don't tend to know what it is. I don't know, maybe not, but like, anyone I talked to doesn't seem to have seen it.
Well, I know of it. I haven't seen it. Like, the obvious answer here should probably be like fucking
The Truman Show.
The Truman Show, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, and I'm about to make people very angry because I've never seen either of those movies.
Okay, there's The Mask. The Mask is to freak the shit out of me.
I haven't seen The Mask. I know of The Mask.
Ace Ventura.
I mean, as a kid, I feel like I enjoyed it. It's been years since I watched it, so.
Liar, Liar?
Liar, Liar, I personally found too stressful as a child because I found lying quite stressful.
Yeah. He's in the Sonic movies. What the hell? Like, recently.
Oh, apparently he's very good in them. Plays Dr. Robotnik or Dr. Eggman. Actually, I'm not sure if they're two separate characters. I'm a fake Sonic fan. Anyway. He's supposed to be very good in them. I must watch the Sonic movie because after they went back and redid the Sonic, it's actually supposed to be quite good.
Yeah. Yes, Man. That just sounds like Liar, Liar.
Yes, Man is Liar, Liar, but you have to say yes to everything. And it's him and Zooey Deschanel. And everyone pointed that out at the time. And I think it still made a decent amount of money. So Jim Carrey's like, I don't give a fuck. I'm going to make the exact same movie. And Zooey Deschanel's going to be there. And what the fuck are you going to do about it? Absolutely nothing.
He's currently in the new Space Jam.
The new Space Jam.
I did not realize that. Yeah, it did say in Space Jam A New Legacy he's in.
Here, I only watched that recently and I don't think that's true. Perhaps. Who is he in Space Jam? That's a fucking terrible movie. Dude, don't ever watch it.
I started it and I hated it and I turned it off. No, he's a party.
Did you know there are mad rumors that he was shagging Ariana Grande before?
Yeah. I was going to say ew, but then also like, would you if you were Ariana Grande if you got the chance?
I mean, I don't know.
I don't know either.
Oh, he's in Space Jam 2 as The Mask. Okay, that's why I didn't fucking pay any attention to that.
Okay. Let me go back. Where were we? A Christmas Carol, 2009. Me, Myself and Irene. Lemony Snicket's A Series of Unfortunate Events.
Brilliant.
Stress the shit out of you. The Cable Guy. Mr. Popper's Penguins.
I actually found that I used to have nightmares about Jim Carrey's Olaf from A Series of Unfortunate Events. I used to dream he was like climbing my shelves and up on my ceiling.
That whole movie is just like a walking nightmare.
Yeah. What do you think his best movie is?
I love Dumb and Dumber. I just think he's so funny in it.
Yeah.
Lloyd Christmas. Speaking of Christmas... anyway, I'll get off the Jim Carrey.
He's done a good few Christmas movies. If he's done A Christmas Carol and that other film that you're talking about now that I've never heard of.
He did A Christmas Carol, he did The Grinch, he did What's the other one you never heard of?
The Lloyd Christmas one?
No, Lloyd Christmas is his name in Dumb and Dumber.
Oh, sorry. Lloyd Christmas.
Horton. Lloyd Christmas, yeah.
Well, don't I look fucking Dumb and Dumber, what? What? Huh?
I feel like he just improvs.
I don't know if there's any, actually, maybe some people are more up on blind items because I just Googled it there, but like, there's nothing, I think it's just a rumor because she said she had a crush on him, but I don't know, I'd believe it. Like, lots of photos of him walking. I believe he could make it happen. Do you know what I mean? If you suddenly get famous and you're publicly like, I have a crush on this person, I have no doubt Jim was like, onto his people and being like, get me her fucking number now. I'm going to take her to the
world. But also, like, he's like in his 60s and she's a, like, he's 30 years old.
If you let me finish, is it fucking weird? Yeah, but I'm just saying he definitely did it.
He probably did it. Well, I don't know. There's big accusations.
Big accusations. Wait, so he was born in 1962. How old does that make him? He's 61. How old is Ariana? Our age?
He's older than my parents. Jim Carrey is older than my parents.
There you go. He's not older than my parents.
That's crazy.
I'll tell you that right now. Ariana Grande is 30. That's crazy. And there is a good 30 years between them. And these rumors happened much earlier in her career. And with that, let's move swiftly on because this isn't about that.
Allegedly.
Did the Grinch have a point? Was the Grinch actually the real villain in the film? Real villain in the film all along?
I literally said this to Mark the other day. It's like the Grinch is just about childhood trauma and how it affects you as an adult.
You know,
maybe he just needed to go to therapy. Yeah, because he had some like trauma around Christmas as a child. It's just taking it out on the people around him.
Do you think the actual base of the trauma was him seeing all those people go swinging?
There are so many, the swinging thing is so weird. And then there's like the baby lands on the doorstep and it's like, honey, the baby arrived. He looks just like your boss. And it's like, all of this is like, it's written for adults.
Yeah.
The swinging thing was so weird, actually. I completely overlooked that.
I think that started it. And then I think obviously the shit with the mayor, absolute nightmare.
Yeah, and the fact that he looked totally different to everyone else.
Baby Grinch, cutest thing ever. Child Grinch, kill it with hammers. Oh my god, I hate Child Grinch. No wonder they didn't want to be friends with him. Sorry.
The actor that played Child Grinch like died 2 years after.
Okay, well,
is that really dark?
That's going to be taken out. Perfect.
No, don't. No. As of filming, this movie had the largest set at Universal. 50 million movie tickets sold.
That's should crazy. Cindy Lou just have minded her own fucking business in some ways?
Yeah, it is a bit weird.
Where do you get that much self-righteousness for a fucking... How old is she supposed to be in this?
I would say like 8 years. Maybe, I don't know. But like her parents were very just lax about it all as well. They were like, yeah, okay, whatever you want to do. And she was kind of just like being a bit out of line.
She's the example of like when gentle parenting goes wrong. That's what happens.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it did work out in the end for her, but she could have died several times.
Also, bit of a fucking idiot when Grinch is pretending to be Santa and hiding behind the tree. And at no point is she like, oh my God, Santa's fucking green and looks exactly like the Grinch.
Yeah.
Do you know?
The Superman effect.
Yeah.
Can you guess other A-list actors that were suggested by Dr. Seuss's widow to play this character?
Vince Vaughn.
No, like think like 23 years ago.
Christopher Walken.
I don't think Vince Vaughn even had an acting career as a young man. He got like famous when he got older, didn't he?
Wow. Oh my God. Vince Vaughn is so upset when he hears that.
That could be a huge statement.
When he hears you reading the hall off him. Christopher Walken. No.
That you're closer. You're closer with this one.
Tom Hanks?
No. Jack Nicholson?
No, I can see. That would have been terrifying. So far the other way, yeah.
Dustin Hoffman?
Maybe.
Robin Williams?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
I would like to see that tape, unfortunately.
I think he was the best fit, though, out of all four, probably.
Well, I think... There's just a lot of physicality to Grinch as well and what he brought to it. Like, he's just so, like, weird. And as you said, the way he's able to record his face and his body. Yeah.
Yeah. If you had to recast today with, like, the current pool of talent.
I was going to say Benedict Cumberbatch, but he's the voice of the Grinch in the cartoon one, isn't he?
Yeah.
Okay. Plot twist. Let's make it erotic, Jacob Elordi.
No.
We're letting the Grinch fuck. We're going rated R. He is.
No, you fucking. Can't cast him. You could say that. You could say that about
it's
everything.
Him, Martha May, XXX.
Smacking it out. No, you could.
No one say smacking it out, please. Please. No one say smacking it out.
Banging it out? I don't know. What do the kids say these days?
Grinching it out.
Grinching it out. You could say that, I could say any movie to you right now, like recast Elf, and you're like, let's make it sexy Elf and let's put Jacob Elordi in it. No, you could make any movie with just Bill,
not
that basically. Response.
You could feasibly
let's
recast
make it a porn. It
and just put, Jacob Elordi
Sister
in the
Earl. Let's make it a porn.
But sure, that's what they're doing to half the movies nowadays, where it's just fucking Timothée Chalamet. They'd probably let Timothée Chalamet hang off this.
Timothée Chalamet. Willy Wonka?
Yeah, it's supposed to be very good.
I have no time for Timothée Chalamet.
It's just Wonka. The name's Wonka. Willy Wonka.
Yeah, you can't say Willy anymore.
Stupid woke media. Wait, sorry. What did you say you don't have time for? Wonka or Timothée Chalamet?
Timothée Chalamet in general.
Why?
I just don't get it.
Fair.
I don't get it.
It can't be Jacob Elordi. What if it's a woman? Who are you recasting? What if we're going? We're going real.
Like Kate McKinnon,
Wonka, and it has to be a female Grinch.
Kate McKinnon.
Yeah,
let's make it a porn. Margot Robbie.
Now, see, Margot Robbie would be such a sexy Grinch. Like,
but she'd have to be because it's a porn now.
Grinchella, sexy. No, Kate McKinnon's not tall enough.
Emma Stone has kind of like physical comedy, but I don't know if she's mean enough.
She's not mean enough, but she's funny enough.
Yeah. Who's kind of a bit mean? Oh my God, you know, I don't know if I'm saying this properly, but Io Edebiri, is it, how do you say her name from The Bear?
She has Grinch energy, yeah.
She could so do it and be hilarious.
Do you know who else this is an insane take and she'd never do it because apparently she's leaving Hollywood anyway and Dev Wright, what a miserable industry. Angelina Jolie.
Oh.
Again, I think I'm stuck in sexy Grinch territory. I can't get out. I'm like a car stuck in mud.
Apparently, Angelina Jolie said recently that she has her only friends are her kids and a handful of refugee women.
But do you know why that is? Because everyone's fucking taking Brad Pitt's side in this fucking divorce, even after he, like, sorry, this is going to get dark, but like he was fucking either did abuse her or was threatened to abuse her on a plane, and all the children saw. And yet people are still like, Brad Pitt. I saw a headline. Maybe this isn't true, but if it is, Jen, for the love of God, I get it. I totally get it. But like, don't die on this hill. That like Jennifer Aniston has been like a massive support to him during this like quote unquote difficult time. And I'm like, babe, call that off now. Like,
yeah, no, let that man go.
Let that man go.
Angelina could not be a Grinch.
Who?
Could not be the Grinch. No, Angelina, I'm vetoing that one.
Sorry, I'm thinking too much physicality-wise. But yeah. I think she could be mean. See, there's a certain Venn diagram, I think, and it's like, she could be mean, and she could be mean, but she's not funny. They need to be mean. They need to have the capability of being mean, but also funny.
Yeah.
But not so mean that it's like, you wouldn't be convinced that they turn around, you know?
Yeah, okay. Why is it a female now? Female actresses.
Wow, okay. Woman hater.
No, I'm not a woman hater.
Where you said, I absolutely hate equal opportunity.
Jennifer Lawrence?
I think she could do it, but everyone would hate it no matter how good she was because she's just in that phase of her career.
Yeah, did you watch No Hard Feelings?
It was on the plane and I was on the way to and back from Australia and I was thinking about it, but I didn't bother. Why?
There's full frontal in it that I was not prepared for.
I don't think that's her. I think it's AI.
That I said that. I was like, it's AI. And then like my sister-in-law was like, no, she's spoken about it in interviews, how like she thought it was hilarious and really wanted to do it. But it looks so like AI in the movie. Like it can't, like it's just like,
oh,
it doesn't look like a real, like a body moving the real, a real way. Like,
yeah.
Crazy. Came out of nowhere. I wasn't expecting it. Full on fannies and boobs.
Yeah. Okay.
In a comedic way. Like it's not even sexy. Yeah. It's.
So far in the running, we have Jacob Elordi, Timothy Chalamet, Angelina Jolie.
No, they're all your picks. I don't want any of them.
Kate McKinnon, Margot Robbie. This is an absolute nightmare rotation.
What about Reese Witherspoon?
No, she wouldn't. Reese Witherspoon would rather die. It's a
Cher?
Cher. Yeah, I would love to see it.
Cher improvising
too much, I think. Cher wouldn't follow a script. I think that would mean like the movie would end up costing like trillions of dollars.
It would take 7 years to film.
They'd have to just cut every time she said an individual word and like mash it together so that it made a sentence. You know that way?
Yeah, like in Mamma Mia 3.
Yeah.
Anya Taylor-Joy could do it. That's my pick.
Actually, yeah, that's a good shout.
She could be mean.
Who'd be Cindy Lou then? Come on, let's go full walk with this reboot. What little boy? See, we're not actually very up on our child actors, are we? Never mind. I don't know.
Male child actors.
My male child actors. I love this film. I do think it's a classic, but I do think you have to be like over the. I'm surprised you're letting Nora watch it because I feel like I would have if I had watched that any younger than the age of 8. I think I would be in counselling right now. Like,
yeah, you so feral.
Fair, you're just exposing her to the horrors of the world early and then you're like, right, perfect.
Well, she goes, And then you go, he's just being silly. And she goes, yeah, just silly.
Just crazy behavior.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Sorry, I have to close my Vince Vaughn tab on my laptop.
Why did you even bother opening a Vince Vaughn tab?
I don't know. Many Cirque du Soleil performers were used for more acrobatic tricks and stunts in this movie. We haven't even talked about the best scene of the whole film, which is the Jubilee.
Yes.
The Whoville, what is it? The Jubilee, Christmas Jubilee Whoville and the fudge and the whole thing. It's just, I could watch it over and over and over, but also kind of disgusts me a bit.
Oh, the eating scenes are... Well, sorry, the fudge scene, perfect, brilliant, would love to be involved in that. The Christmas pudding scene makes me physically actually ill because I don't like Christmas pudding and just the way they're just slopping it into his mouth.
Yeah.
He's starting to enjoy it though, and then obviously it's robbed from him because that stupid prick of a mayor.
Yeah.
Villain. He's the real, if we're going to talk about villains of this movie, that it's him.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. I was going to say
something. You can't come back because I've just made such a compelling argument.
I can't. And I was going to say that mayor was super horny, but I actually don't think he was. I think it was actually Martha May that was super horny, just not for him. Sexy undertones.
Bad for that green freak. She is down bad. Down bad. Still. If she was on like the Who equivalent of Rhea, do you know, when it was so, like cartoon characters, she'd be like swiping on Jolly Green Giant, the Grinch, Green M&M.
Bigfoot.
Is Bigfoot green? What do you know?
No, but like he walks the same. He looks a little bit like him.
Okay, yeah. Hairy, yeah. I was going green. Maybe you're right to go abroad. Molly from the Moorbags.
There was no green tweenie.
There was?
No, blue.
But she was like...
Yellow, purple,
she was staff. She was staff. What's the woman's name? The woman's name! One of them is 100% green.
Stop shouting at me. I don't know.
I'm not shouting at you. I just won't Queenie's have this green narrator.
Green.
Is Queenie still on?
No, definitely not. Absolutely, there was no green Tweenie.
This woman, her name's like fucking Judy or something.
they're a minder. I can't see.
But what's her name?
Oh, yeah. Like the foster mom.
I bet you feel silly now. Fucking hell.
What are the names of the Tweenies? They are in care of two adults, Max and Judy. You were right.
I fucking don't ever question my tweenie knowledge. Can you name all those tweenies without looking at the Wikipedia page that you also have open?
No. Bella,
Milo, Fizz, Jake.
I started watching The Wiggles a bit, and like I just don't trust them. Those guys.
The green wiggle. She'd be all over that. No, I think The Wiggles are fine.
They are fine, but they're just a demographic you don't really see in children's entertainment.
Yeah, fair. Wait, what do you mean? Do you think they're too sexy or too old? Or what?
They're just
or too
older
young?
Men. Which I kind of, I find a little bit unsettling, but like there are some women in it too, but just the ones I'm watching at the minute just seem to be a lot of older men singing songs, which is fine.
How much money would you pay to have someone dress up as the Grinch and go and Grinch their house?
I literally had this tab open before we started.
We have to talk about this for anyone who's not familiar, right? So, you know, obviously the way like Elf on the Shelf has become like a huge thing that, again, we've for some reason taken from America and have now, there's now even more pressure on parents.
I will never do Elf on the Shelf.
Okay, yeah, I think you say that and I feel like you're going to bite yourself in the ass. Well, you're not literally, you're, who does the biting in the ass in that instance? Anyway, I think you're going to regret saying that on tape because I want to feel like that as well, but I feel like it just happens. You know, and like primary school children, they put so much pressure on. You know what I mean?
If they're all talking
about elves, you know what I mean? I don't want you to have to do the elf, but I just feel like you're going to be in trouble.
Mum, so Quiba had an elf on the shelf and it was fine. And then the next year, that elf on the shelf was misplaced. So there was a replacement elf on the shelf. And then the other elf on the shelf was found or something. So Quiva actually had two elves on the shelves who were girlfriends because they just had to make up a story of why there was two identical female elves. And then there ended up being a third one that ended up being like their son or something. None of it made sense, but Mom just kept losing them.
What the hell? The elves are fucking up in the attic all summer, like.
Mom just kept losing them and replacing them and having to come up with a story then as to why she had two lady elves and one little boy elf. And it was just like, none of it made sense. I think that was the end of Elf on the Shelf.
Anyway, that was all to say that this, like, do you know, Christmas is, and all these fucking holidays are getting very Americanized and we're taking in these trends, right? But some cunning entrepreneur, right, came up with this idea of like becoming like a Grinch service. So essentially, I don't know what this man thought. So this went viral a couple of years ago, I think, and it was Laura McGill. And she wrote on Facebook that she hired the Grinch after seeing an advert where a dressed up actor would come in, mess the kids' beds, have a pillow fight and put toilet roll around the Christmas tree. However, rather than getting a mess that was easy to clean, Laura instead found the situation was much worse as the Grinch she had hired had thrown food on the floor, poured fairy liquid everywhere, broke the Christmas tree decorations and smashed the eggs.
Oh my God.
And to top it off, the chaotic green character then poured juice on her son, leaving her kids' new onesie ruined. But I have to just read the post that Laura McGill put up because it's just, and I put it on Instagram because you just
it was
need
English,
to see the picture
it was
of the
English,
son.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, it's English. It's not here. I don't think it's a thing over here. And no. So she paid £85. I don't do the currency conversion.
Way
herself.
Too much.
I'm not doing it.
That's €100.
So
surely.
Paid £85 for a Grinch visit. Advertises the Grinch to come in, blah, 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 mess the kids' bed, have pillow fights, whatever. Pictures with the kids at the end. In brackets. They were told to leave no pictures. Versus what I got. Every single bit of party food, expensive cupcakes, threw all over the place, tree decorations broke, fairy up liquid poured on my kitchen floor, eggs smashed, and a full bottle of juice poured over my floor and son. Kids' new onesie ruined. Highly do not recommend.
In that order, my floor and son.
Mailed and complained, no reply. Grinch defo came, stole Christmas, Santa emoji. Never been so disgusted in my life.
Yeah, horrendous. Imagine pouring juice over a little boy.
I'm just looking at the picture of the boy and then, because he looks fucking delighted. He could not look happier. He's Ribena all over his face. He's like, and the house is in bits. And everyone is immediately questioning the man being like, what did you think you were getting?
Yeah.
What did you think you were getting from a Grinch service?
Yeah, my Google search says the Grinch £20. Like, that's the max you would pay for that.
There's really money to be made out there. I too would like to be paid £85 for very good on someone's kitchen floor.
Oh my God.
This dude straight up looks like he had the time of his life. Like, the child looks like he's after running a marathon. Like, such is the thrill.
I saw another one recently where I think it was just like, I don't think it was a professional service. I think it was like a family member or something. And the children, it like runs in and starts like messing with the kids. And the kids just like turn and start absolutely beating the shit out of this Grinch. So just don't do
What? Say that again?
They just start absolutely beating the crap out of this. That child, that picture of the child. There's another one. And it's like a Grinch runs in and he's just like, trying to like mess with the kids. And the kids just like are like, get such a fright. And they turn around. They just start like laying into him and like punching him and stuff.
I think I'd do that, not being funny. If a Grinch came into my house, it would like, yeah, I don't know.
And started like throwing Ribena all over you.
Their defo is, again, sorry, I'm giving away a lot of free ideas and I'm annoyed at myself, but there's a money to be made in like a Nightmare Realm-esque experience, but it's a Grinch experience. And it's like 15, 20 euro, loads of Grinches, loads of Whovilles, or maybe it's like Martha May bringing you, no, because Martha at this point is probably married to the Grinch. Depends what point in the story we're coming from. But who is bringing you through Whoville and you have to like avoid the Grinch or you have to avoid getting Grinch?
Yeah.
Nightmare Realm people, if you fucking do that, would you just give me, just let me go for free. We don't have to take a percentage. It's fine.
This happened again. I paid £65 for the same Grinch that trashed mum's house and poured juice on her son. Oh, this is a woman defending him. This is, oh my God, the drama.
What is she saying?
Her kids made more of a mess than he did. Well, maybe he just learned his lesson, Emma.
Oh my God. Now imagine having to like pull back on the Grinchness. You're measuring like every single thing you mess up. Just doing one little squirt of washing up liquid.
We had a fabulous experience.
Now I will say also, not to be fucking Debbie Downer here, fucking environmental, whatever, bit wasteful.
Mm? Yeah.
No.
Yeah, and just unnecessary. Just unnecessary. People have money to burn.
Don't do it. Don't be paying someone fucking £85 to do it.
No, get your uncle to do it or your, like, I don't know, that Uncle Santa or something.
But again, then, are we promoting children being traumatised?
Yeah.
It's different to a family member dressing up as Santa, you know what I mean?
Yeah. You could easily traumatise a child by doing that, by running and just like screaming Grinch at them. I just think we need to leave it all off, all of it, the elves, all of it. Just like, let's just scale back. Let's just really pull back on the whole Christmas thing.
Let's just, yeah. Will we quit Christmas?
Well, I wouldn't want to quit it. Because I just think we need to pull back on all the like add-ons.
Yeah, I do agree.
4 advent calendars and she's 1.5.
Oh, I'm not, absolutely not against that actually.
4. Two are book ones. No, but try explain to
her. That's cute then.
Try explain an advent calendar to a 1.5-year-old. It's like, okay, you open it now, there's a book, and then you put it back for tomorrow. And she's like, no fucking way. You can have one chocolate now and then that's it. And it's just like, why? But you can have one chocolate from this, one chocolate from that one, but you can't have two from each, or like, it's just, I just let her at it. She's opened all of them at this stage.
Oh yeah, no, absolutely. Maybe we're getting too, maybe there's too many things that are advent calendars, I would argue, but I would also, well, actually, this is an argument. This is just a point I was going to make. My friend Tanner, who does the Pokemon podcast, Experience Share, I remember shared a picture of his son before on Instagram having opened an advent calendar and just him, and again, did that whole thing of like trying to explain how an advent calendar works, and he was roaring crying. And I'm going to be honest, it was one of the funniest things I've ever seen. It was just every time I think about it, it makes me laugh.
Yeah.
Just like the sheer rage and upset about not being able to open all the doors at once. And Tanner probably having to reasonably be like, it's not me. It's
society.
It's rules. You know what I mean? Yeah. And like, I'm against rules too. And I'm against society, and we should stick it to the man. But you also, we can't eat 25 chocolates a mongo. You know what I mean? You're a small child.
I'd imagine you were a bit like that the first time they got you an advent calendar.
I never had advent calendars as a kid.
Well, there you go. They saw it coming. We had.
I would have been eating through the cardboard. You know me.
I'm pretty sure that we only had like the ones. Well, like at the start when we were younger, we only had the ones that showed pictures. And you were like, "What picture am I going to get today?" And that was like
that's a scam.
That's the height of the fun. No. Like, which religiously based picture are we going to open today?
Oh, here's, oh Jesus, shocker. Boring, where's my fucking chocolate?
Nora got a an angel at her house today and I had like wings and all. And she was like, oh, a mouse. We were like, yeah, okay, a mouse. She's like, I'm not getting
you're like,
it.
You're like, I'm over arguing with you. I can't reason with just insanity.
Eat the mouse. Yeah. I don't care.
Just eat the mouse.
Maybe I'm the Grinch.
That's good advice. That's a good place to leave it off, I think, isn't it? The Grinch, yeah. Final thoughts? Christmas classic?
If you haven't watched it yet, watch it.
Yeah, it's on Netflix.
It is on Netflix. Both
are on Netflix. Yeah, I agree. If you can try and see it in a cinema, if you've never seen it before, because I really think that'll add to my experience.
Yeah. Yeah, even if there's no kids around, watch it. For a feel-good...
I would say especially if there's no kids around.
Holiday, good time.
Unless you have children, then obviously I get it. But like if you're going on your own like me... Well, sorry, I didn't go on my own. You know what I mean? But if you're going in a group of adults...
Yeah, I wouldn't avoid it. Don't avoid it thinking it's going to be a kids movie, because it's definitely not.
Because it's not.
Anyway.
And I would like to live in the Grinch's lair. It looks really warm, doesn't it?
It's a cave. It's a snowy cave.
I know, but it still looks... Despite that, it looks warm, I think.
Higa?
Cozy, yeah. Yeah.
Do you think he's nailed Higa?
Do I think he's nailed what? Higgy?
Higa? Do you know, like, H-Y-G-G-E? Hygge?
Yeah.
Do you know what that is?
I do, yeah. The Swedish thing of living somewhere cozy. Yeah.
Okay, I don't know how to say it.
Anyway, that's it. Let us know if you listen to the Grinch podcast. We're Bandwagon's podcast on social media, and it's patreon.com/bandwagons. We're doing Christmas stories next week. Have you ever gotten Grinched? Do you have it? Even if you haven't paid a man 100 euro to come in and mess your house, has something similarly disaster happened? I can't speak English. Something has happened to me in the last while that I can't speak English. If you had a Christmas story or experienced a Christmas story, experienced something at Christmas that is funny.
Nice. Did you fall off Santa's lap?
Did Santa fall off your lap?
Did you open a present and start crying and you got? Like, did you come home on Christmas Eve and eat all the ham and then there was no ham for Christmas Day? Like,
I actually especially love stories that involve animals eating large elements of the dinner and then waking up and realizing. I love those stories. So if you have any of them, please.
Any sort of Christmas gone wrong stories, we'll take.
Yeah. It's
and we have a hat for the best
gmail.com,
one.
Or you can DM us. Yes, and Breed is correct. There's one hat left. There can only be one. If anyone's, sorry, and there's a few more that I have to post out, but they're already gone. If you're waiting for them, you will get them imminently. Yeah, that's it. Until next week. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Your personal info, like addresses, phone numbers, and more, are collected and sold by data brokers. But Aura steps in, scanning the web, sending you alerts, and requesting your info be removed. Get Aura's full toolkit, including credit and transaction monitoring, a password manager, VPN, and more. Get a 14-day free trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.